Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the APL Apollo Tubes Limited Q4 FY25 post-results earnings con call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions once the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sailesh Raja from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening all. On behalf of B&K, I would like to thank everyone for joining APL's Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. We are pleased to have with us today Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Goyal, Director of Operations, Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Chetan, he's CFO of the company. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Anubhav Gupta for his opening remarks, following which we will open the floor for the Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Sailesh, and thanks, B&K, for hosting our organization for our quarter four FY25 earnings call. I welcome all the participants who have dropped by. If I have to start this call regarding our FY25 earnings, a few highlights I would like to make. Number one, we crossed 3.1 million tons as a sales volume for the full year. This makes APL Apollo as the world's largest downstream steel player outside China, and in terms of structural steel tube, we would be even bigger than the Chinese steel pipe companies. It's been the second year that we have closed our balance sheet with net cash. As at 31st March 2025, we stand with net cash of more than 300 crores on our balance sheet. Our operating cash flow to EBITDA is more than 100%. Again, if you see last three, four years' trend, our OCF to EBITDA has been around 90% consistently. Our ROCE for FY25 was 25%. This is slightly off last year, but we shall come back very strongly, and we shall give you reasons as we move forward. And it's the fifth consecutive year of almost zero working capital days. We started cash and carry campaign in FY21, and throughout 5 years, our distributors, dealers, customers have given thumbs up to our strategy of cash and carry, and which has led to massive cash flow generation for our company over the last 5 years. And if you look at the performance in the last 12 months, I would like to take a step back a bit more. Last 2 years, we have grown our volume by 45%, 15% in FY24, and 20% in FY25. This came in the hindsight of weak macros, weak retail spends, low government spend on infrastructure, general elections, uncertainty on global trade, and obviously the steel downcycle, which started 1.5 years ago. So what it did is that it depressed our EBITDA spreads below 4,000 rupees per ton in FY25, as we closed the year with 3,900 rupees per ton. But this is not the real APL Apollo. We are capable of generating much better EBITDA spreads, and we'll tell about the strategy, how we're going to achieve that. But what this growth has done to us is that this volume growth of 45% in the last 2 years, it has made us reach at a market share within structural steel pipes where we can command massive brand premium. Now, if you look at the margin in our general product category, we reported 2,800 rupees per ton EBITDA. Now, that's almost 1,000 rupees per ton higher than what we have been reporting over the last 5 years. So even in the most competitive segment, which is general category, we are now minimum 5% higher premium than our nearest competitor. Now, this is the realization of brand building, what we saw in 2020, when we moved to cash and carry, because we knew that the steel pipe industry cannot survive without APL Apollo products. So we could command cash and carry, and after 5 years, now we are again sure that our brand is so strong, our market share is so strong that we can command more than 5% premium even in one of the base category product segments. So this is a big achievement. I would like to highlight what we have been able to achieve in FY25. And with this positioning, and with this positioning, we are confident that we will come back with the EBITDA spreads near 5,000 rupees per ton in FY26, which will even improve going forward as our sales mix continues to improve and we continue to expand our markets internationally, where we get higher EBITDA spreads. As far as the volume guidance is concerned, we are highly confident that we can continue to deliver 20% growth YOY over the next 3-4 years. And this is the reason that why we are expanding our capacities to 7 million ton in next 3 years from current 5 million ton. The capex for this is around 15 billion INR, which will be spread across the next 3 years, and it will be easily funded from the internal cash flows. Now, this expansion is based on 4 strategies. Number one is expansion in the virgin markets. So, virgin market number one is East India, where we are adding 2 plants with combined capacity of 500,000 tons. The next virgin market is Dubai, in an international market, where we are adding additional 200,000 tons. Then in South India, we are adding up a 4th plant with a capacity of 360,000 tons. The next strategy here is the expansion in the new product segments. So one is the roofing sheet, which has done well for Apollo in the last 2 years since the launch, and we are increasing capacity by further 500,000 ton in this segment and another 100,000 ton in the heavy segment. The third strategy is to focus on exports from the Indian mills, and that's the reason that why we have decided to put up a plant in Bhuj, Gujarat, with capacity of 300,000 ton. Now that India is being seen as a favorable trade partner from the west side, we are confident that with our strength of steel buying and expertise in structural steel tube, we will be able to gain market share in international markets from Indian mills as well. And fourth strategy is, of course, to maintain the brand premium for APL Apollo, which will keep our margins high in the coming years. And lastly, I would like to tell you that after 12 months, when we come on this call again, our ROC will be around 35%, and we would have covered all the earnings loss happened in FY25 because of depressed margins, and company will come out much stronger with more cash on the books and higher and superior ROC. Thanks so much. Happy to take questions now.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. And congratulations for a great set of numbers and announcing the capacity expansion plan, much awaited. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on the capacity expansion plan itself. So you have highlighted that you will also expand in roofing sheets and heavy structures. Now, what I just wanted to understand, what is our current capacity utilization in both these segments? And what gives us confidence to launch capacities in these two particular segments where the traction has been a tad slower? That is my first question.
MS roofing sheet is 100% utilized as of now, capacity is small, and that's why we are expanding. And in heavy structural, the utilization is 60% as of now.
Okay. Okay. So by the time this capacity comes up, you expect that this segment also would be maybe fully utilized or above 80% kind of utilization will be there.
That's right. It's a gradual increase, right, for next 3 years. So yes.
Of course. The second question is, in slide 22, you have highlighted the opportunity in solar space. Now, in which of these capacity expansion this particular opportunity fits in?
So this is for solar. See, I mean, there are like two, three kind of applications. One is the products which comes under coated. Then top tubes which comes under heavy, and pre-galv also, which is rust proof, and some of the pipes also come in the galv. So it's spread across the category.
And is it true that for solar, the support structure particularly, you can't use DFT? One of the competitors was highlighting that.
Yeah, so as of now, the top tubes are being produced on conventional mills. That's right.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. And okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kumar Somya from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. So just one question from my side. In two, sir, the steel...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Kumar. Could you please be a little louder?
Hello.
Yes,
sir,
Kumar, please be a little louder.
Steel prices have... Yes. Am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So just one clarity I wanted to understand is in two, the steel prices had gone down by rupees 5 and we had booked an inventory loss of about 150 crores. This quarter, again, the steel prices are up about rupees 5. So if you could just help understand what is the inventory gain in this quarter?
So in Q2, the decline in steel prices was around 8,000 rupees a ton. Okay, that was very steep. That's why we had to book inventory losses. And in Q4, the increase in steel prices is around 2,000 rupees a ton, which does not move the needle, plus or minus. So this EBITDA of 4.13 billion rupees is without any inventory gains.
Okay. And then lastly, what will be the utilization levels at Raipur and Dubai for the full fiscal as of 21st March?
So Raipur, if you see, it is around 60% on blended basis across the product segments. And Dubai, we have operational capacity of 300,000 tons. And in Q4, we did volume of around 45,000 tons.
And for the year at Dubai, sir?
Year end is around 145,000 tons, what we did for the full year, 145,000 tons. Out of that, 45,000 came in Q4.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bharat Shah from Ask Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Sanjay Ji. Hi, Anupam. The capacity, you said the growth rate of 20% plus over next 3 years, but your own calculation suggests that it should be better than that because current demand for the structural steel tube is about 9 million ton, which is expected to double to 18 million in 5 to 6 years, and essentially what is equal between HR virgin material and secondary route material, 4.5 each. But over 6 years, we expect actually the secondary route to decline, and therefore entire increase to be taken up by the primary virgin material. Therefore, that itself suggests close to 20% compounded growth for 6 years. And if we gain the share further as we expect to, then we should be doing better than that 20%, isn't it?
Good evening, Bharat Bhai. Bharat Bhai, can you explain you, jo Anubhav ne kaha ki we growth around 20% hai. Because you know ki aaj ki date mein the economy and the scenario is not helping us. And we are also pressured to maintain the margin also. हमारा जो मार्जिन 4000 से नीचे आ गया था उसको वापस खींच के हम 5000 के आसपास लेकर आए हैं एंड वी हैव टू मेंटेन दिस मार्जिन आल्सो बट आवर टोटल आई कैन से यू कि आवर टोटल प्लान फॉर 2030 इज 10 मिलियन टन मिनिमम तो 10 मिलियन टन इट मींस कि हम 5 मिलियन टन वी आर ऑलरेडी रेडी फॉर ये मार्केटिंग हमारा प्लांट रेडी है फॉर 5 मिलियन टन एंड 2 मिलियन टन का हम टोटल नया कैपेसिटी ऑलरेडी हमने प्लान आउट कर दिया जो अगले 3 साल के अंदर में 30 महीने के अंदर में लगाएंगे 2 मिलियन टन का कैपेसिटी इसमें हमारा एक प्लांट कलकत्ता है एक प्लांट हमारा ये गोरखपुर है सिलीगुड़ी वाला प्लांट हमने कलकत्ता शिफ्ट किया है वहां से हमको फ्रेट एडवांटेज ज्यादा मिल रहा था और अहमदाबाद का प्लांट हमने भूज शिफ्ट किया है क्योंकि हमको वहां से एक्सपोर्ट का मार्केट मिल रहा था ज्यादा एंड वन प्लांट इन बेंगलुरु जहां पर हमको लाइटर गेज में हमारे पास मटेरियल बहुत शॉर्ट हो गया है एंड वन प्लांट इन दुबई फॉर एपीआई ट्यूब फॉर एक्सपोर्टिंग यूएस एंड कनाडा मार्केट एंड लोकली दुबई ऑल्सो तो टोटल में एंड सम कोटेड प्रोडक्ट में हम कुछ रायपुर में कैपेसिटी लगाएंगे 5-1 लाख टन की तो टोटल मिला के कम्बाइंड ये 2 मिलियन टन की कैपेसिटी होती जिसमें हमारा लगभग 1200 करोड़ के आसपास का इन्वेस्टमेंट आएगा अब हमने सेफ साइड में 200 से 300 करोड़ रुपए मेंटेनेंस कैपेक्स के लिए रखा है अगले 3 साल के लिए तो इसमें हमारा टोटल हमने कभी कैपेक्स प्लान जो बोर्ड साइज मंजूरी लिए 1500 करोड़ रुपए का लिया है उसके बाद हम 2.5 लाख टन के 4 प्लांट प्लान कर रहे हैं वैल्यू एडिशन में जो अगले 2030 तक डिपेंडिंग ऑन द कैश फ्लो एंड द बैलेंस शीट एंड द इकोनॉमी पर्टिकुलर सिचुएशन जो भी रहता है इंडिया का 2.5 लाख टन का लगभग सीमलेस पाइप का प्लांट 2.5 लाख टन का एपीआई का प्लांट 2.5 लाख का ऑटोमेटिव ट्यूब का प्लांट एंड 2.5 लाख टन का एसएस पाइप का प्लांट हमने 2.5 लाख टन के 4 प्लांट प्लान आउट किए हैं जो 2030 तक लगाएंगे जिसमें अनदर हमारा 1000 करोड़ रुपए के आसपास का कैपेक्स आएगा तो टोटल 2030 तक का हमारा कैपेक्स होगा 2500 करोड़ के आसपास एंड 2 मिलियन टन हम जाएंगे लाइट मॉडल आप लोग क्या कहते हैं लाइट एसेट मॉडल पे हम 2 मिलियन टन जाएंगे आउटसोर्सिंग करने के लिए जो ऑलरेडी प्लांट्स लगे हुए हैं उससे बातचीत हमने स्टार्ट कर दी जहां जहां पर हमारी कैपेसिटी फुल होती जा रही है हम उनको आउटसोर्सिंग के लिए लेंगे और वहां से हमारा टारगेट है 2 मिलियन टन हम आउटसोर्सिंग करेंगे तो हम टोटल हमने इस तरह से 2030 का 10 मिलियन टन का प्लान आउट बनाया है
ओके सो यू इनडायरेक्टली कंफर्म दैट बेसिकली that number is a basic number, but potential to do higher than that is evident in the capacity expansion that you are planning yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Ji. Sanjay ji, dusra question, which jo aapke pehle wale uttar se hi it is emanating. You talked about ke jo profitability beech mein गड़बड़ा गई थी जो द काइंड ऑफ स्विंग्स इन दी अनप्रेसिडेंटेड स्विंग इन दी स्टील प्राइसेस विच वॉज बियॉन्ड एनीबडीज कंट्रोल तो वो मैं समझ सकता हूँ बट एज अ स्ट्रेटेजी वी हैव बेस्ट प्रोडक्ट्स बेस्ट प्लांट्स बेस्ट एबिलिटी टू कवर एंड इंडस्ट्री ग्रोथ इटसेल्फ इज इन एविडेंस एज टू व्हाई इट विल डू वेल एंड स्ट्रक्चरल प्राइमरी स्टील ट्यूब इंडस्ट्री व्हाई इट विल डू वेल तो हमारी ये 20 या 22 या 25% वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ तो आई डेफिनेटली बिलीव इज समथिंग विच इज इम्प्लिसिट अभी हमारा फोकस श्योरर तरीके से प्रॉफिट को बढ़ाने का पर्टर्न एंड उसको मजबूती से पीरियड आफ्टर पीरियड सॉलिडिटी से इंक्रीज करने में शायद ज्यादा फोकस हो तो दैट विल गिव क्वालिटी ऑफ द ग्रोथ फार सुपीरियर प्रिडिक्टेबिलिटी एंड सॉलिडिटी
बल्कि भाई प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी का जो सवाल है देखो 5000 के आसपास का बीटा तो हम ले आए हैं क्यूकोड में भी वी गिव द रिजल्ट एंड आई थिंक सो कि हमारा ये FI 25-26 भी हमारा बेटर रहना चाहिए जिस पेस के साथ हम शुरू हुए हैं हमारा टोटल इस समय फोकस मार्जिन पे है लास्ट फरवरी मंथ से हमने अपना टोटल फोकस मार्जिन पर कर दिया है कि ग्रोथ के साथ मार्जिन भी चाहिए। इसमें सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट चीज हम ये देख रहे हैं कि हमको उसके बाद भी ग्रोथ मिल रही है, नो बडी कैन रिप्लेस अस इन द मार्केट। तो उससे हमको काफी कहते हैं हौसला आ रहा है और मार्जिन को हम स्लोली स्लोली इम्प्रूव कर रहे हैं। प्लस कुछ हमारे वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट्स सबकी लाइनें आ रही हैं, लाइक अभी हमारा अगले ये नेक्स्ट मंथ में, इस मंथ या नेक्स्ट मंथ में हमारा 1000 स्क्वायर का हमारा मिल चालू हो जाएगा, जो वर्ल्ड में पहला मिल रहा है जिसका कैपेसिटी तो 1 लाख टन का है, बट हम इस साल उसका टारगेट लेके चल रहे हैं 50,000 टन करेंगे हम उसमें। तो वहां पर मेरा जो टारगेट है कि हमारा 10,000 टन से कम बीबीटी एक्स्ट्रा रहेगा, एक कोटेड में जी ये क्या कहते हैं तो उसको जल कोटेड क्या नाम होता है, रस प्रूफ पाइप में, पाइप जहां पर हमारा बीटा मार्जिन जो है क्या है 7,000 रुपए 7,000 टन के आसपास होता है, उसकी हमारी 2 लाख टन से कैपेसिटी और बढ़ रही है मालूम में, जो इसी महीने वो प्लांट चालू हो जाएगा। तो लाइक इस तरह के छोटे छोटे काम, लाइक दुबई में हमारा मार्जिन अच्छा है, अब दुबई काफी रैंप अप हो रहा है हमारा, दुबई में ऑलरेडी हमारा 3 लाख टन की कैपेसिटी लग चुकी है और 2 लाख टन की लाइन हमारी और चालू हो जाएगी अगले 1-2-3 महीने में, तो 5 लाख टन तक का प्लांट है, वहां से भी हमारा वैल्यू एडिशन बहुत बढ़ेगा। वहां पर हमारा इबिटा मार्जिन जो है 7,000-8,000 रुपीज टन है, और वहां से हमारा यूरोप एंड यूएस एंड कनाडा अच्छी मार्केट खुल रही है, तो कुछ यहां से भी हम इम्प्रूवमेंट कर रहे हैं। तो बट मैं अभी ज्यादा मार्जिन कमिट करके आई डोंट वांट टू टेक प्रेशर ऑन माय सेल्फ एंड द सिस्टम कि हमको ग्रोथ भी देखनी है, हमको मार्जिन भी देखना है, बट नो डाउट मार्जिन अब मेरे हिसाब से ईयर ऑन ईयर इम्प्रूव होता जाएगा।
जी मतलब मेरा कहने का वही इरादा था कि बेसिकली वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ हमारी 22-23 के बदले 20-21 आई या 19-20 आई तो भी ज्यादा फर्क नहीं पड़ेगा, पर प्रॉफिट पूल को स्टेडिली एंड स्ट्रॉन्गली वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ से ज्यादा बढ़ा है वो
ये भी करेंगे। और ज्यादा हमारा ज्यादा फोकस आरओसी पे है, जिस तरह दिस ईयर वी आर टारगेटिंग, वी टेक द टारगेट ऑफ आरओसी ऑफ 35%। हमने इस साल का अपना टारगेट बनाया 35% आरओसी लेके जाने का, जो दिस ईयर हमारा 25% के आसपास था, और नेक्स्ट 2-3 साल में हमारा टारगेट है कि आरओसी को 50% से ऊपर क्रॉस कराए।
तो वो मेरा लास्ट क्वेश्चन था आरओसी पे ही, आपने अच्छा कर दिया, बट वही क्वेश्चन
पहले जवाब दे दिया
क्योंकि स्ट्रक्चरली पर टन हमारी केपेक्स गिने तो ज्यादा ज्यादा 8,000 रुपया 8,500 रुपया टन आ सकती है, और वर्किंग कैपिटल तो है नहीं हमारा, तो यदि हम 5,000 रुपया भी एबिटा कमाते पर टन तो 45% का आरओसी तो
दिस ईयर 25% के आसपास रहा हमारा कंबाइंड पूरा ईयर का, जिस ईयर अभी टेकिंग टारगेट ऑफ 35%, इसको हर साल बढ़ाएंगे। दूसरा क्या भरत भाई, मेरा जो स्ट्रेंथ है, माई स्ट्रेंथ इज कंट्रोलिंग ऑफ द कॉस्ट, माई स्ट्रेंथ इज ये टॉक अबाउट द विजन ऑफ फ्यूचर। तो लाइक अभी हमने कुछ कॉस्ट में और अभी इम्प्रूवमेंट कर रहे हैं, लाइक आपने देखा होगा इस साल हमारी ये जो इम्प्लॉयमेंट कॉस्ट है ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 1,000 रुपीज टन है। अब मेरे को लगता है कि इस साल हम इसको घटा के हमने 800 रुपीज पर टन के आसपास ले आएंगे दिस ईयर FY 25-26 में, और 26-27 में हम इसको 600 टन पर ले आएंगे। वी आर टारगेटिंग द टू स्टेप टू रिड्यूस, 600 से नीचे तो लाना मुश्किल होगा, बट 600 तक का हमारा विजन बनाया कि इसको 1,000 रुपीज से हमको 600 पर लाना है। नंबर टू ये इसके लिए आपने देखा होगा मैंने एक सिस्टम को कॉस्ट कंट्रोल, सैलरी कॉस्ट कंट्रोल करने के लिए सिग्नल भी दिया, अपनी सैलरी मैंने एंड कमीशन सब मैंने विड्रॉ कर दिया है,
सरेंडर
कर दिया है। नंबर टू भाई मैं बता रहा हूँ, जो नंबर टू हमारा जो एक और हमारे पास गैप है, हमारा जो ये यूनिट पर यूनिट कॉस्ट है, इस समय लास्ट ईयर का हमारा है 7.6 रुपीज पर यूनिट कॉस्ट इलेक्ट्रिसिटी कॉस्ट, उसको अब हमारे काफी सोलर के और रिन्यूएबल ये ट्रांसफर काफी हमने किए हैं, कॉन्ट्रैक्ट साइन किए हैं, तो आई थिंक दिस साल भी 7.6 को हम 6.5 से नीचे ले आएंगे, और नेक्स्ट ईयर वी आर टारगेटिंग टू उसको 5.5 पर लाने का। तो ये अगर हमारा मोटा मोटी 30 करोड़ यूनिट लगा है, तो अगर हम 2 रुपए यूनिट से इसको कॉस्ट रिड्यूस करते हैं, ग्रेजुएटी यूनिट अभी बढ़ेगी भी कंजप्शन हमारी, ये 50 करोड़ यूनिट के आसपास चली जाएगी, तो 2 रुपए से हमारा सीधा सीधा 100 करोड़ रुपए का सेविंग होगा। तो इस तरह छोटे छोटे भरत भाई हम काम बहुत कर रहे हैं टू कंट्रोल द कॉस्ट।
नहीं, एपीएल अपोलो जैसा कोस्ट वॉरियर मिलना मुश्किल है, मैं तहे दिल से एक्नॉलेज करूंगा। जस्ट लास्ट कमेंट आई ऑफर फीडबैक एज वेल एज कमेंट, गिवन दी अनप्रेसिडेंटेड वॉलेटिलिटी इन द स्टील प्राइस एंड गिवन ओवरऑल चैलेंजिंग डिमांड कंडीशन, स्पेशली कंसिडरिंग द फैक्ट दैट दिस हैपन टू बी अ ईयर वेन प्री इलेक्शन पोस्ट इलेक्शन फेज गॉट कम्बाइंड एंड देयरफॉर इट अफेक्टेड द डिमांड एंड मेनी अदर थिंग्स, तो ये चैलेंजिंग एनवायरमेंट में फर्स्ट हाफ के बाद सेकेंड हाफ में जिस तरीके के रिजल्ट आए वो वाकई में काबिले तारीफ है। वुड यू से कि दिस प्रोबेबली हैज बीन द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट ईयर टू मैनेज इन टर्म्स ऑफ द एक्सटर्नल चैलेंजेस?
देखो आगे जियो पोलिटिकल पोजिशन क्या रहता है मेरे को नहीं मालूम, बट मेरे लाइफ का लास्ट ईयर बहुत टफ था। मेरे सेकंड हाफ में मेरे को अपना पूरा ऊपर से नीचे तक ताकत लगाना पड़ा नंबर्स निकालने के लिए। दिस इज द टफेस्ट टाइम ऑफ माय लाइफ। आगे क्या रहता है मेरे को नहीं मालूम, बट फरवरी ऑनवर्ड्स वी आर इन द कम्फर्ट पोजिशन। हमारा अप्रैल ठीक गया है, वी आर ऑन द राइट ऑन ट्रैक। जनवरी बहुत टफ टाइम में थे।
जी ना, आगे कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन संजय जी, एंटायर एपीएल टीम एंड ऑल द वेरी बेस्ट फॉर प्रोबेबली व्हाट इज गोइंग टू इज द मोस्ट एक्साइटिंग फेज अहेड।
थैंक यू भरत भाई, थैंक यू। वी होप सो कि हम आपकी उम्मीदों पर पूरा खरा उतरने की कोशिश करेंगे।
जी जी, आपके प्रयत्न में तो मैंने कभी कोई गैप नहीं देखा है।
बट रिजल्ट एक कहते ना वो स्लोगन है, जो जीता वो सिकंदर, तो रिजल्ट भी चाहिए। प्रयत्न में तो हमारी कमी नहीं है, बट अब जीतने की कोशिश करेंगे, सिकंदर बनने की कोशिश करेंगे हम।
जी जी, एंड ऑल द वेरी बेस्ट फॉर दैट।
थैंक यू भरत भाई, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू सर। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ आदित्य विलेकर फ्रॉम एक्सिस सिक्योरिटीज, प्लीज गो अहेड।
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. My question is specifically on the guidance on sales volume which we provided in the last quarter for 26 and 27 of 4 and 5 million tons. And if we go with 20% volume growth, this guidance is slightly exceeding that. So is it fair to work on these numbers of 4 and 5 million tons of sales volume for 26-27, or it will be slightly lower than that?
I mean, this number which we gave, this we gave with a lot of thought, right, and a lot of calculation behind. Right? It should be backed with the market situation. It should be backed with the capacities in our all the plants. It should be backed with our distribution network. It should be backed with our with these situation, what is panning out at macro level, global political level. So yes, I mean, we are confident that 20% year-on-year volume growth for next 3-4 years is highly achievable.
Okay. And the jump in the EBITDA per ton for general products from 1970 to 2800, is one factor, is it because of the drop in the spread between Patra and primary and discounts coming off, and will it sustain going forward?
No. This is because of the market share at which now Apollo is positioned, right, where the replacement for our brand is not visible.
Understood. So it will be sustained, right, going forward?
It will sustain, yes.
Yeah. Last part is on the guidance of 1500 crores of capex. How it will be phased out for which? Year-wise, if you can throw some idea for 26, 27, 28.
500 crores per year, you can factor in.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good evening, team, and congratulations on strong set of numbers. Just wanted to deep dive on your EBITDA per ton. Firstly, you have, of course, pulled up the discount, and you mentioned there are no inventory gain. But what could be operating leverage benefit that you would have received only in this particular quarter?
So, Sneha, if you see, Q3 volume was 830,000 ton, and Q4 volume is 850,000 ton. So sequentially, cost benefits will not be too much visible. They will be more visible in quarter one as the volume expands beyond 850,000 ton.
or second quarter. But yes, if you look at our employee cost, that has come down, right? Obviously, it is supported by the surrendering of salary by Sanjay-ji. But other than that, we are working on all the fronts, whether it is freight cost, whether it is power cost, whether it is steel wastage cost, right? So some benefits keep on coming in. And then the volume ramp up, whether it is 20,000 ton quarter-on-quarter increase, some leverage you will continue to see over the coming quarters.
Understood. Given you mentioned about the salary, you know, part of it, how sustainable is that, and till when can we see those kind of benefits continuing? That's one. Secondly, we could also see that, you know, kind of there was a tug of war between volumes and margins. The reason I'm saying is you did give guidance of 10% QOQ volume growth, and you also gave 400-odd crores EBITDA, where we did not see good volume growth at the same level, but we saw you exceeding the margins. So what is something, so is it something that, you know, next year also there will be going to be, you know, margins, you know, margins is going to be something like, you know, your core focus, or how are you planning out things here?
So, Sneha, see, I mean, again, I mean, when I started the call, I said last 2 years, we grew our volume by 45%, right? So this volume growth came in the backdrop of very, very challenging environment, right? Which was macro, at country GDP level, then elections, pre-election, post-election, and thirdly, our own industry, which was going through massive down cycles, right? Steel prices crashed by 25% in last 18 months. So that's what depressed the margins. But good part was that we could build the market share at a level now where we stand, we can command 5-6% premium over our next competitor, right? So this gives us confidence that maintaining 20% volume growth, like how we did in last 2 years, my EBITDA spread will continue to improve. Plus, all the new capacities which are coming up, they are also a lot of strategically located, whether it is new virgin markets like East India, Bhuj for exports, or it is international sales from Dubai plant, or it is entry into new product segments, right? So we are ensuring that the existing capacity doesn't get cannibalized, which could again depress the margins. The incremental growth is coming from new geographies, new products, right? Better sales mix, which will continue to improve our EBITDA spreads going forward. So EBITDA margin will continue to improve without stress on the volume, because volume is coming from new geographies, new markets, new products, new plants.
My question is.
Understood. And lastly, on the spread, which has increased now between the Patra, the primary and the secondary spread, which was very much favorable for quite some time, 2-3, I think that's gone up to 7-8. What's the action that you've taken on ground? Can we hear more about it? That, you know, what are you doing additionally in the commoditized segment?
So, Sneha, right now, see, I mean, 7,000-8,000 rupees per ton spread is pretty much comfortable, right, to continue to work with. Okay, I mean, we face challenge when the spreads increase beyond 15,000-20,000 rupees per ton, right? Under 10,000 rupees per ton, the market is well positioned to go towards HR coil-based structural steel tubes, right? Obviously, in month of October, November, when spreads when the gap came down, there was a boost of sales in that segment. But like I said, that this general segment of 1.5 million ton, what we are doing, right? So, our growth is coming beyond this 1.5 million ton, right? Which does not get affected from sponge iron steel pipes. Whether it is coated, whether it is rust proof, whether it is heavy, whether it is light, whether it is DAL, right? All these new products, Dubai market, doesn't export market, right? So our incremental growth is coming from products and markets where sponge iron steel pipes don't impact the volume.
Understood. Lastly, in case you can highlight on the Dubai market, what's the kind of opportunity? We heard you saying on U.S., Canada opportunities also. Who are the existing players servicing on those markets currently? What's the growth rate like in those markets? Opportunity size, some flavor there could be helpful.
Good evening, Sneha. Sneha, earlier the U.S. and the Canada market is catered by the Korean and Japanese mills. After the Trump government, they equal the duties. जो भी यूएस का ड्यूटी स्ट्रक्चर था उन्होंने दुबई को यूएई को कोरिया एंड जापान के इक्वल लाके खड़ा कर दिया है. तो वहां से ऑल ऑफ सडन यूएस की और कनाडा की बहुत अच्छी मार्केट खुल गई है एंड वी आर गेटिंग गुड रिलेशन. नंबर टू इन द यूरोप मार्केट, जो यूरो और डॉलर में जो फर्क आया है, ये इसको क्लोज टू 1.14 के आसपास यूरो इज इक्वल टू डॉलर हो गया है. तो दुबई मार्केट का इसको भी बहुत फर्क मिला है, फर्क पड़ा है यूरोप का. यूरोप में वी आर ऑलरेडी सेटल्ड, वी आर डिस्पैचिंग 5-6,000 टन मटेरियल पर मंथ. बट यूएस एंड कनाडा में वी जस्ट स्टार्टेड द सप्लाई. अभी वहां पर शिपमेंट हमारा पहुंच रहा है. वी आर वेरी बुलिश कि वहां से जैसे ही हमारे शिपमेंट पहुंचेंगे उसके बाद वहां से हमको बहुत अच्छा रिस्पॉन्स मिलेगा, क्योंकि आवर क्वालिटी इज वेल एक्सेप्टेड इन द सऊदी मार्केट, यूएई मार्केट एंड यूरोप मार्केट. तो दुबई में ये यूएस एंड कनाडा में भी हमको प्रॉब्लम नहीं आना चाहिए. और वहां पर वी हैव ए गुड कैपेसिटी, ऑलरेडी वी हैव ए कैपेसिटी ऑफ 3 लाख टन, और 2 लाख टन की हमारी दो लाइन और जुलाई अगस्त सितंबर तक चालू हो जाएगी, तो 5 लाख टन का हमारा पुराना प्लांट हो जाएगा. तो वहां से हमको अच्छा स्प्रेड मिलने का उम्मीद है, जो पोजिशन क्रिएट हुई है.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the very best.
थैंक यू.
The next question comes from the line of Akshay from AK Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Congratulations on the strong set of numbers. My first question is based on our capacity expansion. So in the initial remarks, you have said that we are by 2030, our plan is to do 10 million tons, and we will be come up into different segments like SS pipes and all these things. As there are already other players in that segment, so what is the rationale by coming in that segment, and would our margins be compromised because of that?
No. Which segment? Can you please repeat? For what segment are you talking about?
Stainless steel pipes and other segments. Yes, sir.
No, sir. No, I mean, you'll have to repeat the question.
Like sir said that we will come up with 2.5 lakh tons of 4 different things, SS pipes and other things, which you have mentioned. So if there are other players in these segments, so what is the rationale in that by doing the expansion in that segment?
That is our entry into super specialty tubes, right? We are going to come up with very, very small investments, right? 250,000 ton into 4 different categories. Okay, so putting up and investing small amount of 300-400 crore rupees and testing the market, right, into a new product segment, as a company, we decided to do that, right? Our right to win will be, of course, not immediate, because we will start with small investment, right? We'll ensure that there is no strain on the balance sheet. The CapEx, initial CapEx amounts are very, very minimal. We get into the space, we make our mark, right? Then we scale up the business if we are able to have right to win. But initial right to win for the industry is that in these super specialty tubes, we are not going to do run-of-the-mill products like plain API or plain stainless pipe kind of products. This will be specialty products where you will have where the competition is very, very less, or there will be only a limited number of players existing in the country, and it will be more of import substitution. So we'll be very prudent in identifying these spaces and deploying capital.
Okay, understood, sir. And sir, my second question is based on our competitive scenario in steel tube industry. So obviously we are the market leader in that industry. But I want to understand that what is the entry barrier in our industry? And there are many big giants like Tata Steel and JSW. So I have seen the steel tubes of Tata Steel as well as other players as well. So are there any threat if they expand their capacities and they grab some market share in that segment?
See, I guess I would leave it to you to analyze. Okay, what are the entry barriers here in our industry?
Good evening. Boss, we can't get anything comment on this subject because a lot of matter, they are also supplied to us for the raw material. I can only one say that Tata Steel is humse bhi bahut purana hai and they are very well organized company. They never throw the material in the market in the low margin. Jab koi pehle low margin par maal nahi throw karta hai, toh phir there is no problem at all. And उनका अपना ये product range है, हमारा अपना अलग product range है, तो इसको ज़्यादा और we don't want to discuss. Thank you.
Okay, not an issue, sir. Not an issue. And my last question is the blended EBITDA. So what is our target for blended EBITDA in FY26?
Near about 5,000 rupees a ton.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thanks for answering the questions.
Thank you. Participants, please restrict yourselves to one question. If you all have any further questions, you all may rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So just on, you know, the positioning of APL Apollo, so what was the branding expenses that we incurred this year and what are we planning to incur over the next couple of years?
So advertisement spendings we did for the full year was around 31 crores. And this year it should be mild growth, not much.
Okay, broadly at similar levels. Okay, and also on...
To interrupt, Pallav, that was your question. I would request you to rejoin the queue if you have any more. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vikas from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Sir, I just wanted to understand, since our cash burn is much lower than the cash generation, what are our plans with the cash? If you could throw some light on if promoter is willing to increase the stake since it has been very low.
This is one good problem to solve, right? As a part of our capital deployment strategy, if we earn $100 EBITDA, our operating cash flow is also $100, right? And we have created four buckets to utilize this cash. One bucket will go for tax payments, one bucket will go for dividends, one bucket will go for capex, because we are a growth-oriented company. And one bucket, we'll see if cash piles up on the books, and then we'll see how to reward shareholders. But I think over the next 2-3 years, we will have also these liabilities, which are current liabilities. We should have enough fixed deposits, enough cash, surplus cash on the books to match these current liabilities. And then we'll see what to do with the surplus cash.
Noted. On the promoter stake, any further insights?
No, nothing as of now.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Garbi Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on great performance. So my question was that, could you please elaborate on your statement that MD has surrendered salary and a bit more on how what is leading to commanding 5% higher margin even in the general products.
See, I mean, like Sanjay ji said that, I mean, his strength has always been working on the cost, right? I mean, in during one of our discussion leadership, we were sitting and we were having intense discussion on how to cut down cost, right? So employee cost is something which is coming a bit high because we have expanded our capacities ahead of time. So right now the employee cost per ton, which is around 1,000 rupees. And our own target is to bring it down to 600 rupees per ton. So Sanjay ji just took the lead and he wanted to set by an example, and he said, okay, let me surrender my salary, all my commissions for FY25 and FY26, right? And I encourage everyone to come out with innovative ideas and thoughts, right? How we can reduce the cost per ton, right? And bring down every cost, not only employee, but work on every front. So that's what he kind of decided to surrender his salary for FY25 and FY26. And on the second question on the premium on our general products, yes, I mean, again, this is the strength of brand APL Apollo, which has been built over number of years. The first realization we did in 2020 when we moved to cash and carry. The second realization is in 2025 when we increased our prices for general products by 5% versus our competitor, and we are able to sustain that. And we are confident that we should be able to sustain this because of our ever improving servicing to our distributors, ever expansion of our product portfolio and innovation, and ever improvement of our distribution network.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Dean. Congratulations on great set of numbers. Just one question, if you can highlight what would be our EBITDA per ton for export markets. So right now from Dubai, how much is it and what could be the target that we are aiming from Bhuj when we start those operations?
Hi, good evening. EBITDA per ton is for the Dubai export market is close to 7,000 to 8,000 rupees per ton, and from India, this right now the margin is not good, maybe 2,000 to 2,500 rupees per ton, but there is a reason that the local steel prices are high than the import price. So now we are importing some quantity for the exporting the material. Then we should think our margin is going to 8,000 to 10,000 rupees per ton. But our import, what we are exporting, our import is arrive in the month of July. From the Q2, our margin of export is also from India is going to 7,000 to 8,000 rupees per ton, or maybe 8,000 to 9,000 rupees per ton. But till now we not get the cheaper raw material. Our margin is 2,000 to 3,000 rupees per ton.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Just one question on the volume guidance. So 20% full year is understandable, but how are you seeing the near-term, so let's say, first quarter or first half, are you seeing an uptick in demand already, or we are still looking at second half being the major part of volume for this year?
Well, right now we are right on track. April is just slightly little bit from our target of, like every year the April is on the downside. We are less than our target, 5% volume target by 5-6%. And May is going good.
I don't think first half, Deepak, we can do 17 to 18 lakh ton. In the second half, we cross 2 million ton.
Understood. That is the problem.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shweta Dixit from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, good evening. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question is primarily, what's your EBITDA per ton guidance on our 20% volume growth each year? Also, to be taking care of the fact that if at all steel prices fall again, what is, you know, more likely a sustainable rate of EBITDA per ton? Is there a chance that once again when we push higher volumes, when our focus goes to volume growth, could there be a scenario where we again push discounts to the market to gain a better market share? So more like the question largely revolves around a sustainable EBITDA per ton guidance.
For FY26, guidance is near 5,000 rupees a ton. And over the next few years, EBITDA spread should continue to improve beyond 5,000 rupees per ton because of improving sales mix and increasing sales from international markets and getting the operating leverage plus working on the cost reduction factors. So we are confident that EBITDA spread should improve year on year for the next 3-4 years. As far as steel down cycle is concerned, we don't see that steel could crash again by 25% as it did in last 15 months. So since we don't foresee such sharp decline, it should not lead to any decline in our EBITDA spreads. 4-5% increase decrease does not impact us at all.
And if I could squeeze in one more question, out of the total...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Shweta. Could you please rejoin the queue if you have any more questions? Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavin Pandey from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on great set of numbers. So when we look at heavy product in the Apollo structural segment, EBITDA per ton is around 8,700. So how do we look at this run rate on a sustainable basis?
It should be in the same range, 8,000 to 9,000 rupees a ton.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mayank Bhandari from Asian Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to have a look at the console number for full year. Is it possible for you to share what was the back contribution from the APL Apollo building products, that is your Raipur plant? The number for last year was almost 26 crore for the PAT.
Let's take it off of the call, please. You can reach out to us.
Okay. And just one more thing I wanted to understand from the industry competition perspective, as we are seeing that a lot of players have come and in capacity, why is there seems to be capacity, over capacity in the industry? Would you agree to that point at this moment?
It could be in the general segment, but not in the value-added products where we have dominant market leadership.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shweta Dixit from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking the question again. Could you define what is the total share of exports as of now, including the exports from India and Dubai both, and how is it likely to pan out in the next 2 years? What's the target to take the proportion of exports to?
As of now, we are at 6%, and target is to take it beyond 10%.
Does that answer your question, Shweta? Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Pandey from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
the opportunity. So just want to understand, in the slide 11, you have mentioned about specialty capacity.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Deepak. Your voice is breaking. Could you please come to an area where, you know, the network is better?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, in the slide 11, you have mentioned about some new specialty tube capacity. So can you just throw some light on it, and what sort of EBITDA pattern are we looking at here?
So here the focus will be to service some industries like oil and gas, refineries and mechanical tubes, right? Could be some highly specialized waterline pipes. We are still working on it, right? But that's the vision till 2030, that we must have some presence outside structural steel tubes, which could be like 5%-10% of our total capacity by then. Maybe in next 6 months, we will have a better answer to this, that what's the game plan, actual game plan there.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Krishnam Saraf, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I'm a bit new to this industry. I just have a basic question as to why doesn't anyone hedge their steel exposure in the market?
You'll have to say it again, please.
Yeah. The question is, why don't players hedge their steel inventory exposure in the market?
Yeah. There is no such product to do this. So there is no-
Thank-
There is no way. There is no way. There is no instrument to do this.
Since the participant has dropped off, we'll move on to the next participant. The question comes from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, you highlighted a very strong cost reduction target for employee cost from 1,000-600 over the next few years. So obviously, next year, Mr. Sanjeev Khanna taking salary will help. But let's say you're still looking at a meaningful greenfield capacity expansion coming up over the next 2-3 years. This will again add to your cost, and this will again depend on how fast those capacities get utilized in terms of cost reduction. So is this 600 actually doable over the next couple of years, or and what will enable you to drive this over the next couple of years, apart from operating leverage? Is there any other lever, apart from operating leverage, which can help you drive the cost down?
Yes, first volume growth from Ireland. Azuga kitna hai?
Azuga kitna
hai? Azuga
kitna hai? Azuga kitna hai? Azuga kitna hai? Azuga kitna hai?
Anupam. Anupam, hi, good evening. Anupam, salary cost, reduction of salary cost from 1,000-600 is not a good, big, big task. These are just a task of automation and discipline. Like, hamara jo plant ka cost hota hai, salary cost, is close to 400 rupees ton ke aaspaas rehta hai. And, baaki hamara HO ka kharcha hota hai, jo almost, maine, hum 10 million ton banaye to yahi rahega, 5 million ton banaye to yahi rahega, 4 million ton banaye to yahi rahega. Ek to jaise jaise hamara volume increase hoga, usse ye cost kam hoga. Kuch hum plants mein automations kar rahe hai, like, small, small, jo humne aapko bola, 200-300 crore hamara CapEx lagega. Hum apne, hamari line speed abhi 80-90 meter par chal rahi hai, to usko hum, 120-130 meter par le jane ki koshish kar rahe hai. Bundling mein hamare aadmi lagte hai, to bundling ko hum automation par la rahe hai. Handling ko khatam karne ke liye hum us par kaam kar rahe hai, ki jitna automation karke handling khatam kare. To we are targeting ki hum plant cost ko jo 400 rupees ya kuch hum plant ko optimum utilization par le jaake, jo plant ki cost 400 per ton ke aaspaas, usko 300 rupees per ton ke aaspaas liya hai. और जो हमारी 500 से 600 रुपए एचओ की कॉस्ट है, ब्रांड की मार्केटिंग सबकी कॉस्ट है, उसको घटा के 300 रुपए के आसपास लिया है। तो दिस इज ए मोरल वी हैव टू मेंटेन द डिसिप्लिन, वी हैव टू कैसे टू प्रेजेंट, वी हैव टू टेक टू 100% एंड सब ऑटोमेशन, ऑल द थ्री मिक्सचर गॉट द वी कैन फाइंड द रिजल्ट। और जब तक हम सोचेंगे नहीं, भी टारगेट नहीं करेंगे तो हाउ कैन वी डू। तो हमारा कोशिश है, मे बी 600 नहीं होगा, 700 रह जाएगा, 550 आ जाएगा, बट कोशिश तो करना बनता है ना बॉस।
ठीक है, दिस इज हेल्पफुल सर, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, दैट वाज द लास्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर टुडे। आई वुड नाउ लाइक टू हैंड द कॉन्फ्रेंस ओवर टू मिस्टर अनुभव गुप्ता टू गिव हिज क्लोजिंग रिमार्क्स।
Thanks everyone for dropping by. Look forward to talk to you again during quarter one FY26 earnings call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines.